Welcome to Fantasy Football Foursome XL, and we got two Monday Night Football games. I'm not certain what they were thinking here, Justin, but whatever. One of them is a little bit better than the other. This one being yours, Tennessee and Miami.
Oh, it's a little bit better because of one team. So let's get the other one out of the way. Tennessee, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins in the trenches. I don't want to play Chig Okonkwo. He's never hit double-digit points, and he hasn't scored a single touchdown this season. But I understand if you have injuries or daily play. I like him in a daily, try and catch lightning in a bottle, because Tennessee, one of two things is going to happen. Tennessee is going to try and impose their will with the run. It's not going to work, and they're going to get blown out of the building by Miami's offense. Or they're able to slow everything down with Derrick Henry, in which case Chig Okonkwo is not going to be relevant at all. Okay, so start DeAndre Hopkins and Derrick Henry. On the Dolphins side of the ball, get them all in there. Get a piece of this track race. I'm putting Tyreek Hill, obviously, unprecedented. Unprecedented. He has had 25 or more fantasy points in 9 games. And out of those, 5 of them, he scored over 30 points. It's crazy. So he's in the trenches. Tua's in the trenches. Honestly, his numbers and his fantasy ranking is lower than you would think with how well Tyreek Hill's doing. But I'm still going to trench Tua. He's been fine. I'll throw A-Chain in the trenches. Jaylen Waddle's been pretty steady, quiet, but steady, double digits. I'll put him in there as well as a wide receiver 2. I'll bump him up from flex. I'll put him as wide receiver 2 this week. Raheem Mostert, he's in the trenches. I picked that Dolphins defense up weeks ago for this playoff run. So I am definitely trenching them as well. And that's it for this game. Let's talk about the other Monday night game, which is likely to be a huge barn burner.
Yeah, they're talking that this could be the NFC Championship preview. Miami favored by 13.5 points. Jack, I wanted to go XL on this because so you had unlimited amounts of time to talk about Green Bay taking on the Giants.
All right, well, let's talk about this Green Bay side of the ball, which I love that they beat the Chiefs last week. Jordan Love, another one of these QBs that could outdo Patrick Mahomes this week in fantasy points, you know, weather dependent. But Jordan Love, if you need him, he can be in your trenches. He's a mid-grade QB. Aaron Jones, all right, so here's the real question. If Aaron Jones plays, which he's not fully cleared yet, then he's in. If not, because of Monday night game, you better have Dylan on your bench. If you have Jones and slotted in and you don't know what's going to happen, you don't have a flex where you can throw in another wide receiver or something, you better make the call now and get him out of your lineup. It's better to just avoid the situation. All of the receivers in Green Bay are going to be good, minus Watson, obviously, who's still dealing with a hamstring injury. Watson was getting around 7 targets a game, John, so that's 7 more targets getting spread out between Reed and Dobbs and Wicks. So I think all of these guys are WR2s in your lineup this week. And then if you want to throw in Kraft, what do we say his name was? Tucker Kraft. You want to throw Tucker Kraft in at tight end mandatory, go for it, but you don't have to. The New York side of the ball, John's a whole lot easier. Saquon Barkley's in the lineup, so I'm putting him in the trenches. And the only other thing I'd consider, Jay Hyatt, would be Jay Hyatt, who had some target share and a little bit of chemistry with DeVito. But that's, I mean, this close to playoffs, if you're doing that, something must be really, really wrong. More like a daily play. But Barkley's in the lineup for sure. So one start in New York, several starts in Green Bay. If I had to pick a defense, I'd go Green Bay's, but I wouldn't start either one. Yeah. Over-under's probably 12.5 points, and it's probably a negative 5 point. Who knows?
It's going to be windy, and Green Bay is favored by 6.5. And that brings to a close Fantasy Football Foursome XL version for Week 14. Again, if we can help you out in any way, that Loon text line, the Central Tire and Auto text line is 320-235-9094. Good luck on your teams, and we'll see you next week.